Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Voice Crying in the Wilderness. What is that booming voice about coming from the wilderness? After 400 years of prophetic silence, a booming voice was heard emanating from the wilderness saying, quote, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It was the voice of John the Baptist, but he did not come in a vacuum. We read in Matthew 3:3, for this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. This is that most unusual prophet, prophesied about 700 years before by the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 40, verse 3, who comes crying in the wilderness. In verse 1, it says John the Baptist came preaching. Really, the idea of preach here means to herald or to publish. Often royalty in Bible times had heralds that went before them to announce their coming and prepare the way for them to have a grand reception. That is the idea here. The Messiah had his God-ordained herald that went before him to prepare the way. John MacArthur says, quote, the wilderness was a full day's journey from Jerusalem and seems an odd location to announce the arrival of the king, but it's perfectly in keeping with God's ways. End of quote. But note who John the Baptist was preparing the way for. Yes, he was preparing the way for a king, but much more than just an average king. Isaiah 40, verse 3 says, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. The word Lord is Yahweh. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. John was preparing the way for Yahweh, the most sacred name for God in the Old Testament. And just so we don't miss it, the text says that he called the people to make a highway for our God. Who did John prepare the way for? For Jesus, who is God, the God-man. Here we have Jesus identified with Yahweh, which is common in the New Testament. Here we plainly have a reference about Yahweh and Elohim, God, applied directly to Jesus. The plain sense is that the God whom John prepared the way for was Jesus. And of course, this is totally consistent with the doctrine of the Trinity as found in the Scriptures. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit are equally God, the one Godhead of the Bible. Repentance prepares the way for a right reception of the Messiah. Make his path straight is a poetic way of describing get right, getting straight with God on the basis of repentance. This fact of the prophesied forerunner is a huge deal because it becomes further proof that Jesus is indeed the prophesied Messiah. All four Gospels unanimously preface the ministry of Jesus Christ with the fact of John the Baptist fulfilling the forerunner prophecy. Note the Gospel record of the forerunner. Matthew 3, 1 through 17, Mark 1, 1 through 8, Luke 3, 1 through 20, and John 1, 6 through 8, and then again 15 through 37. In order to be the true Messiah, Jesus had to have a forerunner. And he could not just be any random forerunner. He had to come heralding the preparatory message in just the right place, saying just the right thing. The timing had to be perfect. It had to be in just the right place, had to be in perfect fulfillment of prophecy, given 700 years in advance. We have such a fulfillment in the person of John the Baptist. Only God could do this. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.